in by the Eagles here. And the ball will belong to the Wolves underneath on the baseline. Right side of the floor, they'll have it. Bringing in Kramer, backing in, double team, kicks it out. Faking the three, driving, shooting on the rim, no good. Oh, man. Shot was put up by Jeff Sellers in a huge crash as a Wolf came flying in there and grabbed that rebound. Jeremiah Engelson crashed in there and knocked down a Johnson Brock player. And it's going to be Eagle basketball. So now Camden Dollinghouse will work it up the floor on the right side. Bounce pass to Pelican. Got, lost it, got it back. Now Dollinghouse back to Pelican. Sloan out top with it. It's going to be Nick Perry. Camden Dollinghouse, three ball corner short by Pelican. Rebound out of bounds. Engelson couldn't hang on to it. The ball got away from him, and it will belong to Johnson Brock underneath their own basket. 6:02 to go, first quarter. Pelican looking, still looking. Gets it in all the way to the backcourt. Camden Dollinghouse will go back and get it. Now he'll bring it into the front court against the man-to-man defense. Off to Kaysen. Kaysen and Camden, the twin brothers. And the ball is tipped away out of bounds off of the Wolves again. Quick hands there by Jet Sellers. Sellers with the basketball, and now without it. Now it'll be Camden inside. The ball comes for Harriet. Nick, double team, bounce pass four, gets the ball to Leighton Ferris. Out on the left side now, it's going to be Pelican with it. Drilling from the corner, back out top. To the front, pass to the right corner. Camden Dollinghouse back out top to Pelican. Left side, three ball on the way. Up and down for three. Mason Dollinghouse with the triple. And the Eagles lead it 3-2 at the 5:25 mark. Now the other way we come. Wolves basketball. They hold it down in the left corner to Kramer. Kramer holds. Back out to the top. Sellers into the middle. Knocked away. Stolen by Dollinghouse. Excuse me. Stolen by Pelican. Pelican's got two men on the far left side. He didn't see him. Now in the corner again. Camden Dollinghouse over to Kaysen. Too tall. He's able to get his hand on it. Save it from going out of bounds. Now it's going to be Perry. Back out to Kaysen for three on the rim. No. Rebound brought down by Kramer. Kramer outlet pass, and we got a foul. Going to be called on Scott Pelican, and he grabbed and tried to come up with the basketball. And it'll be the first foul on the game on Pelican. He will check out of the contest. Coming in is Brody Kaler, the 6-foot freshman for Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock's got four three-point shooters in the ballgame at the moment. On the far side with the ball, Jeremiah Ingeson passes across, gets the ball down, knocked away, loose, picked up by Hayden Farr. Back inside, and another turnover, stolen away with the takeaway. It's going to be Nick Perriott to the front court. Kaler in the corner, back out top, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Dribbles up the right side of the top of the key. Gives the ball back to Kaler. They try to pressure the ball as soon as they know where it's going to the Wolves. Now in the corner, Camden Dollinghouse. He's doubled, gets it away, back out top to Perriott. In the middle, and a foul, a push from behind on Kyler Cox. His first team foul number three on the Wolves here in quarter number one. 3-2 Johnson Brock. You're in the midway point of quarter number one here. From the baseline, get it in. Kaysen Dollinghouse out to Perriott for three. Off the mark, no good. Off the rim, the rebound grabbed by Ingeson. Ingeson will pass it across to Sellers. In the corner, now Kramer. He looks to drive, gets in, jumps, and now passes into the middle. Shot up, no good by the Wolves. Coming out with the basketball now, Nick Perriott. Shot missed there by Farr. Cross court, right side. Kaysen Dollinghouse back to the near side to Perry in the corner. Kaler for three on the rim. No, rebound. Camden Dollinghouse blocked. Coming down with it will be the Wolves. We'll move the other way now. Kramer with a floater. It won't go. Rebound to Leighton Barron. Barron gives the ball up. Kaysen and now Camden Dollinghouse on the left side of the floor. Front court. Holds it. Skips it over to Kaysen. He'll dribble it back now to the middle of the floor. Picked picked up his dribble, needs help, comes over to his twin brother Camden. Now they'll go back and forth, and a baseball over to Kaler. Back to Kaysen to the free throw line. Shot rejected, recovered by Camden Dollinghouse. In the corner, Kaler, three ball, up and down. Rudy Kaler with a triple, and the Eagles are up 6-2 here early in quarter number one. 2:46 to go, ball tip. Now into the middle it goes. Ingeson, powered it up, and he got fouled. And will go to the line for the and one. Foul on Johnson Brock, Leighton Barron, his first foul of the game on the Eagles. At the free throw line, Jeremiah Ingeson, he's got 4 points, looking for five here. Down 6-4 are the Wolves here in the first quarter, 2:41 to play. Ingeson ready, fires, it's up, it's good. And we've got a 6-5 ball game. To the front court with the basketball now, Camden Dollinghouse. Gets it over to the right side there. Lane Buckmeyer in the ball game for the Eagles now. He's got it, lost it, taken away, and I believe that's the first turnover by Johnson Brock at the other end. 3-pointer up around the rim, no good. Grabbed up by the Eagles by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Shot was put up down there by Hayden Carr. Now to the far right side of the floor we go. Camden Dollinghouse to Kaler in the corner. Skips it over to the near side to Buckmeyer. Down the left corner, Kaysen Dollinghouse back out top. Buckmeyer drives the paint, dishes to Barron's underneath, and it hangs on and it falls in. It looked like it was going to fall out of there, but it stayed in the hoop, and it's 8-5. Johnson Brock by three. Left side of the floor, Barr with it. Plays catch out top. Now around the horn to the right side to Kyler Cox. Down in the corner with it is Ingeson. He'll go to the top again. This time, Sellers out there. Lob the ball inside and back out. Knocked away by Kaysen Dollinghouse. With a minute 29 to go here in quarter number one. Out of the game now goes Leighton Barron for Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican back in the contest. And Jalen Barron checking in as well here. 8-5 Johnson Brock. Wolves ball on the baseline. Lob the ball in. Kramer. Touch pass right back to the inbounder. Nice play there. Hayden Farr with the basket, and it's 8-7. That's what the little height advantage will do for you right there. Now the ball, Camden Dollinghouse, right side. He's looking. He comes over near side. Corner ball. Pelican three. In and out. No. Rebound to Kramer. And it'll be the Wolves looking for the lead this trip. A long pass up the floor. With it is Farr. Drives into the baseline, knocked away, stolen by Camden Dollinghouse. Camden on the run. The defense gets back ahead to Kaler. Back to Camden Dollinghouse on the sideline. Cross court near side to Buckmeyer. Down in the corner to Pelican. Pelican bounce pass inside to Jalen Barron. And now back out top. Camden Dollinghouse, three ball off the mark. No. Rebound on the deck, picked up by Kyler Cox. Cox with the board with 34 seconds to go. And again, Maywood Hayes Center looking for a lead this trip. Up the floor, off the right side, Cox. Cox in the corner with the basketball now. Now skip it back across the far side. And down in the corner with it is Farr. Farr out to Sellers. Cox on the near side, well beyond the three-point line to Kramer. Kramer lobs up. That's a shot. No good. Rebound tip. Pelican ends up with the basketball for Johnson Brock all the way to the hole. Won't go. Kramer with another rebound. Too much steam, and that will end our first quarter. It's a Johnson Brock lead, 8-7 after one against Maywood Hayes Center. Back after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
The first half. Good crowd on hand from Johnson, the student section down here. To our right, behind us, we've got the folks from Maywood Hayes Center behind us. Bringing in backcourt now, Camden Dollinghouse with the basketball. Up the floor, area, bounce pass to the middle with it. Barron back out, swinging around, and now a drive up by Camden Dollinghouse. Back out, he goes. Now Camden for three, it's up. It's in, it's out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Comes down to Ingeson. He moves the ball forward. Up the floor now to Jeff Sellers. Sellers with the ball on the right side to Kyler Cox. Cox will hold. He'll skip the ball back to the top. Knocked away by Pelican. They go to Camden Dollinghouse. They throw it to Pelican and a layup at the other end. Up and good for Sloan Pelican. He got the steal. That's the fifth turnover by the Wolves here in the first half. Take the ball, Cox on the right side. He goes baseline with the pass down there. Now back out to Cox from John Paley. Checked in the game, a 6'5 sophomore. With the ball, Paley driving up, up and under move, shoots it, missed it, but a whistle and a foul. And Paley will be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. That foul on Johnson Brock will be Leighton Barron. That's his second, and that is team foul number three on Johnson Brock here in the first half today. Hadle at the line, gets set, fires, it's up, it's no good. He'll get another one here. Kramer checking back in along with Jeremiah Ingeson for the Wolves of Maywood Hayes Center. Johnson Brock's already put eight players in and out of the game here. Now the free throw is up around the rim. No good. Rebound Nick Harriet. His second of the game and a long pass to the left side wing. Pelican splits defenders back out top to Harriet. Nick over to Camden Dollinghouse on the right side. Back to Harriet. Near left side. Ball it over to Camden Dollinghouse. Now to Kaysen. Double teamed out top. He goes Harriet to Camden, and they fire to Pelican. Well, he went up the ladder to get that one, about as high as he could go. Saved it. Harriet back to Pelican. Now he'll move out to the top, into the post with the bounce pass. Buckmeyer, corner three ball up. No good by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kramer comes away with another board. He's up the floor. Fires it across the floor. Shot of the way, no good. Kramer the rebound. Saved it in. And a jump on Newell, that's going to get it away. Great hustle there by Dollinghouse. That was Kaysen. Camden all the way in, under the defender. Can't get it to go, and the rebound brought down by Farr. Farr will hand the ball off. Coach Colby Hamlin going, hey, where was the foul call there? On the run by the defense of the Eagles. In the middle, shot up Ingeson. And it goes, and now it's 10-9. That's 7 for Jeremiah Ingeson here in the game. 10-9 Johnson Brock. Team fouls even at 3 apiece. Into the high post to Blue to Buckmeyer. Now to Camden Dollinghouse. Over to Harriet. Nick up the ladder. Now Pelican. Double team. Gets it away. Ball loose. And Camden Dollinghouse gets it after the tip by Harriet. Harriet looking. Bounce pass into the post again. That is Barron's in there. Bounce pass again inside Lane Buckmeyer, out to Perriott for three, it won't go. Kramer tipped the rebound over the shoulder of Pelican. Ball out of bounds, will belong to Johnson Brock. So with 5:03 to go in the second, back in comes Brody Kaler for Johnson Brock. Sitting down will be Camden Dollinghouse. 5:03 in the first half. 10-9, Johnson Brock. Bringing in Harriet, left side corner. Now down to Kaler. And he put his foot behind him. Stepped on the sideline out of bounds. And it will be Maywood Hay Center basketball. Maywood will inbound from the side of the backcourt. Coming up the floor with it, Kyler Cox. Cox dribbles up, looks against the zone defense of Johnson Brock. Right side Kramer lobs it inside. Ingenson up off the glass. Good. And it's now 11-10. The lead goes to Hayes Center, Maywood Hayes Center. Into the post again, and Buck firing down now. Kaler for three. Off the rim, no. Ingenson with the rebound, and a steal knocked away by Kaler, but recovered by Maywood Hayes Center. Kramer with a pass up the floor in front of the bench of Johnson Brock. Down the ball goes on the inside, elevating the shot up. No good. The foul again will be John Patel, and he'll go back to the line. He missed two there earlier this period. Fourth team foul of the game on Johnson Brock, and the foul this time will go against. It's going to go on Nick Perriott, his first. Free throw up and good for Patel. 12-10. The lead for the Wolves of Maywood Hayes Center. Patel ready, fires up, and he got that one. They missed his first two, made his next two, and the lead is three. And that's the biggest lead of the ball game for Maywood Hayes Center. Pelican fires it across to Kaler. Underneath the bucket, back it goes. Harriet out to Pelican. Three ball short. Rebound on the deck. Knocked away by Pelican from behind. Recovered backcourt there by Mason Dollinghouse. Now to Harriet. Bounce pass into the middle to Buckmeyer. Down the lane to Pelican. Got the defense in the air. Pelican tips it for the rebound. Ends up in the hands of Kramer, his fifth board. Up the floor with 3:39 to go in the first half. The lead belongs to Maywood Hayes Center. With the ball, they take the lob to the high post and now back out to the right side to Farr. Cox dribbles down, gives the ball to Ingeson. Now back out to Cox. They're taking their sweet time here against this 2-1-2 of Johnson Brock. Kramer out on the right side, and no. Thought that might go the other way, going out to Lane Buckmeyer. He got a hand on it, tipped the ball, and it looked like it might have went on Kramer from where we're sitting, but the official standing right there said, no, it's Wolves' ball. Johnson Brock back into the ball game now. Camden Dollinghouse. They lob it out top to Cox. He makes the catch between the circles on the right side of the floor with 3:10 to go in the first half. On the left side, and now with the ball, they go down low to Hayden Farr. Back around to Cox. Cox to Kramer. Inside Ingenson up, and he is fouled. Ends up on his backside on the floor. And Johnson Brock calls the foul. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse not particularly pleased with that call. Nick Perriott with the foul. That's his second. Five team fouls on Johnson Brock. Perriott and Barrett with two each so far in the ballgame. 13-10. Ingeson at the line. One for one today. Has 9 points in the contest. Free throw up and off the back and the side. No good. Harriet comes out of the contest. Back in for the Eagles now is Jalen Barron, his 5'11 senior. Boy, Ingeson ready at the line. Eyes the basket. He's a 6'6 junior. It's on the way up, and it's good. One out of two gives him 10, and the lead is 4, the biggest lead of the ball game. Johnson Brock led by 4 in the first quarter. Ahead on the right side to Kaler. Double team, gets the ball into the middle to Barron. Cross court, ooh, falling down. His feet just went out from under him, slipping. Lane Buckmeyer put one out from under him before he gets the ball off to a teammate there. And it's a turnover by the Eagles. A 2:41 to go. Johnson Brock needs to get a stop here in a bucket. 14-10. You don't want to go down too far here. I know it's only 4 points now. Kramer. Back out to Cox. Left side, he goes now. Sellers into the middle for the lob. No, Ingerson comes up with the ball. It won't go. Rebound grab by the Wolves. Back inside. It's tipped away out of there by Lane Buckmeyer. So it's Wolves ball underneath their own bucket. 2:19 to go in the half. Lob it in. Same play they tried earlier. Didn't work this time. Ingerson tried to go up. Tipped the ball right back to his teammate. They got that play to work for a bucket earlier, but that time it went out of bounds. Into the game for Johnson Brock against Camden Dollinghouse. Staying down will be Lane Buckmeyer. So we move it into the post as Jalen Behrens now. And the Twin Dollinghouse boys will bring the ball up the floor. Pace it over to Camden on the right side. Bounce pass down. Taylor now fights through and a foul, reach in. That foul will go against Ingerson. That's his second foul for Maywood Hayes Center.
Team four.
So he's got two. That's 14 fouls. 2:05 to play in the first. Back in the game is John Padel for the Wolves. Sitting down will be Ingerson with the two fouls. Camden Dollinghouse over to the near side to Kasich. Camden for three. Up and nothing at the bottom of the hole. First point today for Camden Dollinghouse. It's a one-point ball game, 14-13. The Wolves lead the Eagles. Minute 45 to go in the half. To the front, Cox looking. Kramer flash the middle. They can't get in the ball. He's trying to post up, and he pushed down an Eagle. Taking the fall there was Camden Dollinghouse. Kramer would get called for the foul. His first team foul number five on the Wolves here in the first half. With Johnson Brock basketball in the middle of the lane. Behrens coming up the floor. Dollinghouse in the corner. Pelican back over to Camden Dollinghouse. Right side Taylor. Boy, he gets a lot of attention. And we've got a whistle on the far side. We've got referees conferring. Apparently the ball landed on the ground after being tipped by a Wolves player. Now again, Kasich going out to Camden on the right side. Picked up his dribble. It's coming our way. Kasich grabs it to the corner. Pelican for three on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed up by Farr. The Eagles having trouble getting the rebounds in this game against the taller, athletic Hayes Center, Maywood Hayes Center squad. Under a minute to go in the half, 14-13. Excellent defense, both sides. Cox on the right side. Back and out. Pelican went for the sweep around on the backside. Couldn't get it on the slap. To the high post now. Back out on the left side. Kramer with it. Inside the ball goes. And Ingerson made the catch. And Padel made that, I believe, number three. So he gets his first two for the game. He's got four. And the lead is 16-13. 23 seconds to go. Over to Kasich Dollinghouse, over to Camden. Thought about it, didn't take it. Now Taylor will for three. It's up, short, no good. And the rebound, it hit just outside of the net and did not hit anything else. It's out of bounds for the Wolves with 12 seconds to go in the first half. Back in comes Jeremiah Ingerson with the two fouls for the final offensive try here. Johnson Brock brings Lane Buckmeyer into the ball game in place of Camden Dollinghouse. Now it will be inbounded and Cox will pick it up. Crosses the front court. Left side he goes with it. Sellers. Kramer in the paint, back out to Sellers for three. It's up, it's no good. Rebound Kramer, but we got a foul on the rebound. Foul on the rebound. That foul will go on Hayden Carr, his first team foul number six. Johnson Brock will get it back with just 1.3 seconds to go. Let's see what Coach Dollinghouse has drawn up for this situation. Inbounding from the baseline will be the Eagles. They'll get it in Pelican, and he'll fire it up. It was blocked. He ends up on the deck. And no foul called after. after one half of play in the D1 semifinal. It is the Maywood Haysener Wolves 16, the Johnson Brock Eagles 13. We're back in 2 minutes with the report from the Highland Community College halftime program on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is proud to continue the tradition of Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980. Two $1,700 scholarships, one in business and one in agriculture, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High Schools and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2023 senior students should see your school counselor for an application. Deadline is April 1st. Frontier Bank, member FDIC, in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime. It's 16-13. Maywood Hayes Center leading Johnson Brock. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. In the first half, Johnson Brock jumped out early. They had a 4-0 lead in the ball game. They had a 6-2 lead in the ball game. Well, actually, they had jumped out behind 2-0, went ahead 6-2 for Maywood Hayes Center. Got it going again. Johnson Brock led 8-7 after the first quarter. Maywood Hayes Center outscored the Eagles 9-5 in period number two. Take a look at the scoring for the Wolves at Maywood Hayes Center. They are led by Jeremiah Ingeson. He had 10 points in the first half. Hayden Farr had 2, and John Padel had 4 in the first half. The Maywood Hayes Center squad went 4-for-7 at the free throw line in the first half today. For Johnson Brock in the first half, it is 3 each for Kaysen Dollenhouse, Brody Kaler, and Camden Dollenhouse. They all had 3-pointers. Sloan Pelican with a deuce and a 2-pointer for Leighton Barron. Johnson Brock has not been to the free throw line yet in the first half of this ball game. Wolves turned it over 6 times, Johnson Brock 3 times in the first half. And Maywood Hayes Center did a good job in the first half at the basket rebounding, both ends, offensive and defensive rebound. Their numbers are going to be better than what Johnson Brock had in that first half. That could be key in the second period. Johnson Brock, 23-4. Maywood Hayes Center, 26-2. At halftime, it's 16-13. Maywood Hayes Center with the lead by 3. In case you missed it earlier today, the Auburn Bulldogs who advanced the state tournament finals in Class C1 for a 5th consecutive year. Auburn this morning defeated the squad from Omaha Concordia by a score of 54-53. The win for the Auburn Bulldogs. They'll move on to play the winner of number 2-ranked Ogallala and number 3-ranked Ashton Greenwood. That game is going on right now at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and Ashton Greenwood is taking it to Ogallala in the first half. Actually, they're in the third quarter already. It's Ashton Greenwood 22, Ogallala, 9 is the score at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the weather, hear from more of our sponsors. Be sure to thank those sponsors. We can't bring you these state tournament games and the season action all through the year on Sunny 101.3 without their sponsors, so be sure to thank them when you get a chance. We'll take this break and be back with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Vucevski with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 43. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 32. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, 41. Overcast skies. Low 40s, Sunday, upper 30s, Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Vucevski on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Do you struggle with emphysema, asthma, or other lung issues? Did you know Nemaha County Hospital offers a monthly outpatient pulmonology clinic with a pulmonologist that is board certified in sleep medicine? They are able to assess your pulmonology needs as well as any sleep issues you may be experiencing. All you need is a referral from your primary care physician. You can even follow up in one of our weekly pulmonary rehabilitation classes. This is just one of the many services provided by our respiratory therapy team at Nemaha County Hospital. We're giving our best so you can live your best.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. It's halftime, and Johnson Brock is leading. Or excuse me, Johnson Brock is trailing the Maywood Hayes Center squad 16-13. Low scoring affair, but good basketball, good defense by both teams. Johnson Brock, 3 3-pointers and a pair of 2-pointers in the first half. Nobody with more than one basket for Johnson Brock. They need somebody to get the hot hand in this second half. Oh, by the way, if you're tuned in for the Jeff Nichols request show, we kind of kicked Jeff off the air today with his basketball stuff on Sunny 101.3. He had a program set up with Thomas Beeman for today. Do that on Monday now. Jeff called this morning and said, hey, we're going to do that Monday. Let everybody know. We'll be back with a request show Monday at 11 to 1 o'clock, 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. Jeff Nichols, where you just never know what you might hear on that program. It's up to you. You make the request and you let him know what you want to hear. 16-13, Johnson Brock. I'm up with Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. See what they can come up with here for strategy. Their coach Colby Hamilton is working his team over. They don't play a lot of kids. They're running about 70 so far. Maybe just 6 in the first half. Johnson Brock's played 8 players. It's going to be the Wolves' ball to start this second half here. They'll get it at midcourt. Johnson Brock still huddled up. We got about 30 seconds to go in this halftime break here. Johnson Brock with no free throw attempts yet in the first half. Get them to the line, and they're pretty good from that line once they get there, but they just haven't got there yet. Two fouls on Nick Perry, 2 fouls on Leighton Barron for Johnson Brock, 2 on Jeremiah Ingeson for the Wolves, and the time expired on the clock, and we are ready to go with the second half. To the front court with the basketball, Hayden Kramer with it, passes off, gets it away now to Sellers. Sellers over to Cox. Back to Sellers, back to Cox on the right wing. They dribble, the defense attacks, and now he'll bring it back to Sellers. He'll move to the left side and give it to Kramer. Quick pass on the inside, Ingeson up, shot knocked away, brought down by Kason Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse to Camden Dollinghouse. And now back out top, Pelican with a swing it to the right side. And Kason Dollinghouse over to Camden. Left side, good defense here. Harriet drives the baseline off the glass. It's up, it's good. Nick Harriet with his first 2 of the ball game. It's 16-15. To the front court we go with it in the hands of the Wolves now. Working the ball to the left side will be Cox to Kramer. Back to Cox. Zoned up defense for Johnson Brock. They've been in that most all day. Ingeson with it. Right side corner. Back out around the perimeter. Cox on the left side. Now they'll try the left corner. Ingeson takes it in. Back out top. And now a long 3 on the way. Missed everything. And the ball is out of bounds. The ball to Johnson Brock. Wow. Jeff Sellers put one up about 6 feet behind the 3-point line, and he was about 3 feet short. So here come the Eagles with a chance to retake the lead for the first time in a while. Bounce pass to the high post. Kick it out to the corner. Now back to Pelican. Bounce pass inside again. Leighton Barron up, down, and a foul. He'll go to the line to shoot the free throw. Leighton got his 2nd hoop of the ball game. Johnson Brock reclaims the lead. 17-16 at the 6:29 mark. That foul will go on Jeff Sellers. His 2nd, first foul of the second half. First free throw of the day for Johnson Brock on the way up and good. Leighton Barron puts the Jets or the, excuse me, puts the Johnson Brock Eagles ahead, 18-16. Off the right side now, it's going to be Kramer with it. He has not scored yet in this ball game. He averages like 16 a game. Out top again, Cox working the ball around to the right side. Holds it, comes to the near side with it. Barr going to fire a long one, short off the front end. And a rebound and a foul, a putback. Oh, my. Anderson got the rebound underneath there, put it up and in. He's got 12. The foul on Nick Parriott is his third, first of the half. Parriott out of the game now, and in comes Lane Buckmeyer for Johnson Brock. And if they make the free throw, I think we'll have a timeout here. Ingerson at the line. 2 out of 3 at the line. Game is tied at 18. And now the lead back the other way. Timeout called by the Wolves. We're up 19-18. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
18-18, Maywood Hayes Center with a one-point advantage over Johnson Brock here. And bringing the ball up will be Camden Dollinghouse, and now he'll get it to Pelican. Sloan ahead, Camden Dollinghouse fired across court. Hayes and Dollinghouse, three ball, up and down, right corner. He's got 6 in the game, and the Eagles lead again, 21-19. Now skip it to the near side for Cox on the elbow. Dribbles in, passes down low, and moving around off the glass. Good for two. Is Hayden Farr, his second hoop of the day. And we're tied for the second time today. Bad bounce pass. Pelican steals it back. Now it's thrown back and stolen by Cox. Cox gives it away, missing the layup. Rebound. Ingerson had it, lost it. And we're going to go the other way with Johnson Brock, Jason Dollinghouse. With the ball, ahead he goes to Buckmeyer. Right corner again. Kason Dollinghouse too long this time. Kramer grabs up the rebound. And now here come the Wolves with a chance to get the lead back. 21-21 in quarter number three. 4:55 to go. Cox will look. Down to the right side now. He'll go to Sellers. Back out to the top, around the perimeter, and now in the corner is Cox on the left side. Cox looks, lob, right back to him for three. Short, no good. Rebound, Kason Dollinghouse. Kason bringing it up the right side to Sloan Pelican. Sloan dribbles across, pass the ball away. Gets the ball back on the bounce. Kason Dollinghouse in the corner has their attention. They jump all over him out there in that corner after he made that three. And now, Pelican out. Brody Kaler into the game for the Eagles. Checking in, John Patel. Patel, is that what they said on the PA? We'll go with that, Patel, if I can remember that. And now bring the ball backcourt for Camden Dollinghouse. Over the left side, he goes with a pass to Buckmeyer. Back to Camden. Right side to Kason. Double team. Gets to Camden, drives into the paint, up and under, and a foul will be called on the Wolves. Couldn't get it elevated quite high enough to get a little luck off the backboard that time. It's going to be Kyler Cox with the foul. His section, team foul number 2. Johnson Brock called for 1, and at the line, Camden Dollinghouse. He has 3 points in the ball game. First trip to the line is up and good. He's got 4, and the Eagles back in the lead, 22-21. So Johnson Brock with that lead again now. Dollinghouse ready, up and got it. So Johnson Brock 3 for 3 at the line now here in the third quarter. The only times they've been to the line in the ballgame is here in his third period. Left side, take it inside to Sellers. Pass to the middle, and Kramer elevates. He is very strong. That's his first buck of the ballgame, and we're tied now at 23. To the front. Taylor with it. Ball tipped. Taylor recovers. Camden Dollinghouse. And they call traveling. Turn it over will be Johnson Brock. Wolves basketball. They'll inbound to the backcourt. Sellers will bring it up the floor as he returns to action. Farr will inbound it. Paddle on the right side near left side corner. They go to Kramer's triple team. Jenner, the Eagle, trying to steal the ball, couldn't get it away from him. Now to the right side with it. Patel gets it away. Now to Kramer. He'll shoot the three. Left side, faking the long one, not shooting as far. He'll give it out top to the 6'6 Ingeson. And they'll reset the offense with 3:12 to go in the third. Into the middle it goes now to Farr. Back out, swinging around. And Sellers, they don't seem like they really want to take the long ball. Inside it goes Ingeson. Yeah, I'd get it to him too. He's already got 13 on the day. Pass out, gets it back, turn around on the rim. No. Rebound, Leighton Behrens for the Eagles. Ahead it goes, and on the left side, driving Camden Dollinghouse. Up and in, off the glass. A little push shot from the left side, and that will be 7 for Camden Dollinghouse. The lead is 2, 25-23. Knocked away by the Eagles. Camden Dollinghouse chasing after, lands on the basketball. Back up, he's all right. Pelican back into the game for Kaysen Dollinghouse now. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse continues to rotate players around a little bit. Perriott on the bench with 3 fouls for Johnson Brock. Into the post right now is Leighton Behrens for Johnson Brock. 6 foot junior, right side with the ball. 2-point advantage, Johnson Brock, 25-23. On the right side, and now again, paddle with it. Patel over the left side, Ingeson in the middle to Kramer, double team. The Eagles swipe at the ball, shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul will put Kramer at the line. Foul on Leighton Behrens, his third. Trouble in the middle and their defenders now. That's 3 each on Harriet and Barron. Free throw is up and good for Hayden Kramer. He'll get another one here. Down 1, 25-24. Jalen Barron's in now for the Eagles. Staying down will be Leighton Behrens with 2:09 to go. Game quarter number 3 for the tie. It's up. It's good. And we're tied up again. 18, 21, 23, and 25, where we have been tied in this ball game. Pass to the corner by Pelican, knocked out of bounds. Slapped away down there by Hayden Farr. And Dollinghouse will inbound to Pelican in the backcourt. He'll step to the front with a dribble, leaned in, and a blocking foul. Pelican dropped his shoulder down to try to get by the defender. That's not a guy you want to try to block. The foul will go on Ingeson. That's his third. He was trying to draw an offensive foul on Pelican. That didn't work. Kaysen Dollinghouse back into the ballgame now for Jalen Behrens. Well, Johnson Brock has the long ball crew in there now, the 3-point shooter. Camden Dollinghouse, split defenders, knocked away, picked it up, and a timeout called by Lucas Dollinghouse. Their first of the game. We'll take a break and be back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock basketball on the sideline, midway baseline to half court. Camden Dollinghouse goes back court. The Pelican, he'll bring it up. Left side, bounces the ball ahead. Taylor, way out long. And the ball goes to Camden Dollinghouse. He tried to bounce it down to the right side and it's tipped away. Out of bounds, and again the Eagles into the back court, a minute 42 to go in quarter number three in a tie ball game here at the state tournament. At the Devaney Center, pass the left side to Kaler. Pelican, back to Camden Dawnhouse, three ball, nothing but the bottom of the hole. He's got 10 in the game. That's his second triple, and the Eagles are up by three, 28-25. It looks so effortless when he puts that ball up. And it looks pretty going through the net when it doesn't hit anything else. At the other end, with it is Favre with the basketball. Gives the ball off to Kyler Cox. Dribbles up, stops, back to Favre. A decided height advantage for the Wolves, but this zone, the Eagles have kept him out of the lane. Here's a shot up, no good by Favre. Weak side rebound grabbed up by Brody Kaler. Kaler ahead to Pelican to the front court, bounces it down to the right side to Kaysen. Double team, and we got a reach in foul, a block, a blocking foul. I think the fans on the other side wanted a little double dribble there. Didn't get it. Foul is called. That'll be the first foul of the game on Hayden Kramer. No. They put that on, no, 21. They put that on Hayden Barr, 21, not 11. Team foul number four. It's his second. Camden Dawnhouse! Three ball, right side, yes. 13 in the game, 10 in the quarter, and the Eagles have their biggest lead of the game at 6 points. 31-25. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. With it, Patel. Jump stop, block, but a foul. Oh, they had the ball up top there. Foul is going to be called against Johnson Brock. Lane Buckmeyer, his first of the game. Team foul number three and a half. Well, if you're going to get one, I guess that's where you take it. Patel at the line, excuse me, two for four in the ball game, shooting two here. He missed his first two, made his last two. This one's up and no. Rattled out. 17 seconds left in the quarter, and Nick Perry checking back in for Johnson Brock. See, now it'll be Lane Buckmeyer now. Nick, got to be careful. He's got three fouls. I want him in there to get this rebound if he can. Free throw up. The one-hander pushes it up and good. And it's 31-26. So the ball comes in backcourt to Camden Dawnhouse. He bets that the Wolves are going to watch him. 11 seconds, he's in the corner, midcourt on the far left side. Moves right, pulls up, looks. Kaler for three on the rim, no. Rebound. Pelican had it, couldn't hang on to it. No shot at the buzzer. After three, it's Johnson Brock, 31. Maywood Hayes Center, 26. We are back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, I think you can hear the crowd here at the Devaney Center. That's without a crowd, Mike, of course. Johnson Brock basketball. Johnson Brock with a 5-point lead to start the fourth quarter. We've not really seen a lot of pressure put on by the Wolves here in the ball game. A little one-man press there. And a reach around foul on Kramer. Yeah, you hit him on the arm. That's a foul. He doesn't believe it, but he hits the Eagle player on the arm when he reached around from the backside. 9 seconds into the fourth quarter. Harriet will inbound back towards the Camden Dollinghouse. That's team foul number 5. 3 on the Eagles, 5 on the Wolves. Harriet for 2, short. It comes down, caught by Kaysen Dollinghouse. He'll get the rebound, and now back out to Harriet. To Camden Dollinghouse. Camden drives right side, picked up on the wing, stops, skips it over to Kaysen. Kaysen looks off to Pelican. Back to the top to Harriet. Nick Harriet holding it, looking. Gives the ball off the left side. Camden Dollinghouse working the dribble. Gets the ball away now to Leighton Behrens. And now to Kaysen, to Pelican. Man-to-man defense here by the Wolves. A minute gone by here in the third quarter. 31-26, Johnson Brock. Off the left side. Kaysen Dollinghouse dribbles it. Gets it away to Perriott. Nick Perriott, dribble drive. Ball tipped away. Slap from behind, and they'll turn it over. And here come the Wolves with a chance to whittle away at the lead here. They hold it. They look out top now. Jet Sellers to the high post. Eagles are knocked away by Pelican. Pelican slaps it on the ground. It's picked up by Kaysen Dollinghouse. And down the floor, Perriott's hurt. He turned his ankle. And that will had a basket. I don't know if that's going to go or not. Harriet in a lot of pain with 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. We'll be back in, well, he's getting up here. Hang on. He's getting helped off by the trainer. He's putting some weight on it. That's a big loss for Johnson Brock here. The teams go to the sideline. I think we're ready to go. Harriet headed back to the locker room with 6:30 to go with the trainer. I see him way back in the hall. He's walking by himself now, but I got a knee or an ankle. It's hard to tell what it was there. A knee? Okay. All right, Johnson Brock inbounded. Harriet was just 2 points on the day, but he's a senior presence for this team. All right, to the front court. Pelican gets the ball away now into the hands of Lane Buckmeyer. Pass down underneath the Behrens. It's up, and it went in. And a foul. That's a chance of a three-point opportunity for Johnson Brock. Muscling it up will be Leighton Behrens. He's got 7 in the ball game, looking for 8. That foul goes on Ingeson, and that's his 4th foul of the ball game. He's the leading scorer for the Wolves at the moment with 13 points. Behrens at the line, 1 for 1 in the game, looking for point number 8 here. Ready, fires, got it. When Johnson Brock gets the line, they knock him down. They just haven't been able to get there today. 34-26, the 8-point lead, the biggest of the ball game. To the front court, Tyler Cox gives the ball up now to Hayden Farr, and a reach-in foul, a push on Johnson Brock. Who are going to call that on? Pelican. Lone Pelican with his 2nd foul. Team foul number 4 of the half. Jets, or excuse me, the Jets. Oh my God, the Jets. I don't know. You get a player named a Jet, and it's bothering me. At any rate, we've got 16 fouls on Maywood Hayes Center. 3 make it 4 on Johnson Brock. So here we go. 6:04 to go in the contest. 34-26, Johnson Brock. Playing tough defense. Getting ready here. Moving the ball to the front court. Now he comes off to Jet Sellers. And now give the ball to Patel. And a foul on Kaysen Dollinghouse. That's going to be his 1st. And that's team foul number 5. Maywood Hayes Center, 25-2 on the year. They score a lot of points. And they don't give up many defensively. And a timeout called by the Wolves. 34-26, Johnson Brock. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
34-26 Johnson Braun. Just looking at the numbers, they don't give us the scoring numbers for the teams, but there are three players averaging double figures. That's 42 points a game for those three on average, or maybe with a center to the right defense. Playing extremely well, giving up just 26 so far, with 5:50 to go in the fourth. But Maywood A's are a dangerous team. They like to get out in transition. The Jets have done just. The Eagles have done a good job of keeping them out of that today. Here's the cross-court pass. Sellers with it. That's Jet Sellers. He gives the ball up, out top now, and now gets it right back to him. Fake the three. Pass is tipped. It's going backcourt. Kramer runs it down, and he'll get it over to Sellers on the near side right in front of us. Johnson Brock back in that zone defense where they've been all day. Moving the ball around. A lot of time. Kramer for three on the rim. No. Rebound. Cox had it and lost it. Slapped away out of there, I believe, by Kason Dolly now. So Jeremiah Ingeson back in the ballgame now with the four fouls. Johnson Brock will counter with Jalen Behrens in there for the moment for Kason Dollinghouse. Coach Dollinghouse rotates players in to get them a chance at a breather. Bring it in the middle. Ingeson driving, shooting, in and out, won't go. And a rebound brought down by the Eagles on the far side. That was Jalen Behrens. Camden Dollinghouse passes off, gets it right back, cross court to Jalen Behrens. Jalen to Camden with 4:50 to play in the ballgame. An 8-point advantage for Johnson Brock. And a long pass to Pelican. Going out of bounds, but he saved it in. Camden Dollinghouse with it again. Now off to Jalen Behrens. Timeout Johnson Brock. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse calls the timeout with an 8-point lead. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
34-26, Johnson Brock leading. 4:40 to play in the ballgame. Class D1 semifinals at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. In the C1 game, the winner gets Auburn tomorrow for the championship. Ashton Greenwood up over Ogallala, 37-16 in the fourth quarter. Ogallala, the number two ranked team in the state, I believe Ashton Greenwood, number three, but they've had a big lead that entire game. If they can match up with Auburn, that would be a rematch for the championship tomorrow. They played earlier from last year, and they played earlier this year, and Ashton Greenwood won. Ball comes in to Sloan Pelican in the front court. Kramer said, I'm tired of watching it go backcourt. Hey, Perriott's back in. Nick Perriott back in the ballgame, and here is a foul on Kramer. A little frustration there, but good to see Perriott back in there. Well, at the line will be 1-1 for Johnson Brock. Foul on Kramer is number three, that's what I thought. His third. And we've got a new flock of Eagles coming into the ballgame. Are Eagles flocks or something else? I have to check. I don't know if the Eagles are flocks or something else, or geese or gaggles, but a whole bunch of new Eagles in the ballgame here. Back in the contest, Leighton Behrens. Free throw up, free throw good. Camden Dollinghouse, 14 points now. He is 3-for-3 at the line. We've got Jalen Behrens, Leighton Behrens in the ballgame. Camden Dollinghouse is in there. Perriott's back in. Free throw rattles around, but it goes in. And and it's now a 10-point lead for Johnson Brock at the 4:30 mark. To the front we go. Kramer with the basketball over the far. Three ball on the way. Short off the rim. No good. Cox with the rebound. It won't go, but he's fouled on the rebound. They're going to call it on the shot. Eagle foul. It's going to go on Jalen Behrens, his first. Team foul number six. And now Kyler Cox at the line. He has not scored yet in the ball game. He averages 6 points a game on the season. Cox gets ready. He fires. It's up. It's good. Lead to 9, 36-27. Johnson Brock with the lead. Here comes Sloan Pelican back in. Kason Dollinghouse back in. And Brody Taylor back in. I don't know what them little rubber bands they put around your knees do, but Perriott got one of those on now. He's moving well. Free throw is good again, and it's now 36-28. Full court pressure. Takeaway by Maywood Hayes Center. Shot missed. Offensive rebound, Ingeson. Back out on the right side to Sellers. Cox, no. For three, but a foul beforehand on Sloan Pelican. Pelican will pick up his third foul, and that will be bonus time for the Wolves. Out of the line will be Jet Sellers. His first trip to the line today. Sellers averaging 4 points a game is not scored. So here comes the pressure defense, it looks like. Free throw on the 1-1, no good. Rebound brought down by Kason Dollinghouse. Kason double team, gets away to Camden. Through a double team to Perry, over to Kason. And they say he didn't have control of it. Pelican, oh, offensive foul. He came out of there with seven from the bottom to the top. And into an offense to a Wolf. And that is number four on Sloan Pelican. No 1-1 there. It's an offensive foul. And now Coach Dollinghouse is playing offense and defense with his. He's bringing in three guys on defense. Back in is Behrens, and who else is in there? Lane Buckmeyer. Now, here we come the other way with the basketball. The Wolves down by 8, 36-28. Here's a drive to the hole. Up, no. Ingeson, the foul is up and good. He got fouled. Oh, my. Ingeson now has 15 in the game. And the Johnson Brock foul is going to be on Lane Buckmeyer. His second. And now the 10-point lead is a 6-point lead. And a chance to make it 5. The Eagles have to get it on their side of the midcourt for an offensive possession here. Now they'll get the ball to Ingeson. 15 points, looking for 16 here. Trying to chip off that lead. It's up. It's good. That gives them a chance to set up the defense as well. Harriet will trigger it. Camden Dollinghouse got pushed ahead to Pelican. Taylor to Kason Dollinghouse. His pass knocked away. And, oh, that's 5 on Pelican. They took the ball from him, and he reached up to grab it. He got a hold of the opposing player, and Sloan Pelican. 4 fouls here in the fourth quarter. Fouls out with 3:38 to go. Well, Pelican reached up to make a grab to get the ball back, and he got a player instead. Timeout, Johnson Brock. They lead it 36-31. And we are back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Like me, you probably had no idea that 1 in 4 teens admit they've misused prescription drugs, or that 2/3 of them get these pills from home. My son can't tell you now, so I will. Parents, talk to your kids about this.
Visit TalkHeart2Heart.org to learn more. This project funded by the State Opioid Response, grant number 1H79TI081706-02 through the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, and Region 5 Systems.
Brought to you by the Fort County Collaborative of Southeast Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Sloan Pelican out of the ballgame with 3:38 to go. It puts Hayden Kramer at the line. This is a double bonus time. That's 10 team fouls on the Johnson Brock Eagles. Kramer's free throw is up off the mark. No good. He thought it was 1-1. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagle State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City in Johnson. John Nix along with you here at courtside at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Kramer's free throw up and no again. Rebound to Kaysen Dahl. Boy, he's had a good day on the boards for Johnson Brock. Hand it off to Lane Buckmeyer. But with Pelican out, you lose a really good defender and a good ball handler. Harriet goes in toward the hole, elevates, and he will be fouled. Good to see him come down on both legs and moving. So a foul now. Going to go on Sellers. Jet Sellers with three. Team foul number eight. Nick Perry at the line for the first time today. The senior has two, and he's looking to add two here. On the way up, and no, off the rim. Back in comes Hayden Farr for the Wolves. He'll take an inside spot with Kramer on the lane. A lead is 5, 36-31, 3:25 to go. Up short, no good, didn't hit the rim. A little bit of nerves, perhaps. Pelican got injured earlier in the game, back in there now. And here comes Maywood Hayes Center, down by 5, 3:20 to go. With the basketball, working it around. On the right side, they hold, they go back out top to Farr. Now, Hawks drives the lane, finger roll to the side, is up and good. His first two for the game. In the backcourt, Jason Dahlenhaus to parry it, throws it forward, now Camden. 3-point lead for the Eagles, 36-33, and a reach-in foul called on the Wolves. Who'd he call that one on? 21, Hayden Farr with number 3, team foul number 9, and at the line, Camden Dahlenhaus. 15 in the game, 4-for-4 at the line as a sophomore. He gets set up and good. Drains it, nothing but net. The lead is back up to 4, a 2-possession lead for Johnson Brock. Still 2:50 to go. Free throw up and good again. You don't want to foul him if you're Maywood A's center. 38-33 plus 5 with 2:50 to go. Make it 2:45. Johnson Brock up. Farr with the basketball to Sellers. Left side, he'll dribble back. Go to Cox, out to Ingeson. Looking underneath on the baseline now. They go out to Sellers, left side to Cox. Ingeson driving in. Shoots. Now it fell in. And there's probably a foul there. It's going to be another chance of the three-point play. Got lucky that ball rolled over the top and in. The foul is on Leighton Barron. No, that's not right. Well, we'll figure out here. They count the basket, 38-35. Up and good, they did. So a three-point play. The foul was on Leighton Barron. It's his fourth foul. And now the lead is 2. With 2:27 to go. Pressure defense, throw it ahead. With it is Kaler, the freshman, back to Kaysen Dahlenhaus. And boy, now we're throwing shoulders at one another and elbows. Kaysen Dahlenhaus and Kramer out top. Kramer has committed 2 fouls. Kaysen committed 1. There's another one by Kramer. That one finally got called. That's pretty good. He committed 3 fouls, got called for 1. That's a pretty good average. Yeah. Kaysen Dahlenhaus had enough. He swung back one time. They didn't see it. That's 4 on Kramer now.
5-1, get 2.
Shooting. There you go. There you go. But he fouled the wrong guy. Camden Dahlenhaus at the line for the 1-1. No, he's there for 2. That's 10 minutes. Up and good. He's a free throwing machine. 5-for-5 here in the fourth. Back in the ball game for Johnson Brock. Leighton Barron, he's back on the defense. Camden at the line. 2:08 to go, and it's here again. 40-36 plus 4 with 2:05 to go for the Johnson, Brock, Eagles, left side with it. Out top, Ingerson back to far for three. It's up. It's off the mark. Offensive rebound, Cox back and in. Kicks it out to the corner and traveling call on Jet Stowers. We've seen that call made a number of times against both teams. They drop a foot to get ready to move, and the officials say they're moving both feet before they get the ball on the floor. It comes into Camden Dollenhouse. Oh, that's a foul. And that's number five on Kramer. That's a bad foul by that senior there. He fouls out with 4 points. He runs up and tries to slap. Now he's explained to his coach how he did not foul him. That's not going to make any difference. And he fouled Camden Dollenhouse again. So Kramer fouls out with 4 points at the 148 mark. So each team has lost a key player here to fouls. The lead is four. Camden Dollenhouse at the line, looking to make it five for the sophomore. Up. Good. It barely hits the string. 41-36. Camden ready at the line again. He gets set. It's up. It's good again. 42-36. The Eagles up by six at the 145 mark. Fourth quarter action. The Wolves have it. Now out top. Kyler Cox comes to the top of the zone. Gives the ball off. Hand the ball away. Stolen. Payson Dollenhouse. No, that was going to be taken away by Buckmeyer. And we've got another foul up the floor. With the ball is Camden Dollenhouse. That foul is on Cox, his third. And guess who they fouled? Again, they foul Camden Dollenhouse to shoot two more. He's 8-for-8 in the fourth quarter, 10-for-10 in the game. Camden sets, fires, it's up. How'd he miss? I knew. Well, what are the odds? You got to miss one once in a while. Nobody shoots 100%. All right, Camden Dollenhouse ready with a 6-point lead, making a 3-possession game, and he does. 43-36. Could be an early morning tomorrow again. Here's the pass to the middle. Almost a travel by Ingleson. He gets it back. Turnaround jumper. No. Rebound. That's going to be old. I thought Cox touched from our lookout here, but the referee underneath said no. Here comes the basketball. And then let me have it. All right. Inbounding the basketball from the bottom is Sellers. He looks. He gets it right back. Moves out top. A minute 10 to go. Sellers with it. Right out of Cox. Back to Sellers. Against the zone. A long three. Got it. He advances downtown. His first points of the day. And a timeout call with a minute 2 to go. The lead is 4. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
43-39, Johnson Brock with a 4-point lead. We have a minute 2 to go. During the timeout, Maywood A center coach Colby Hamilton checked in 2 designated fouls, number 1 and number 2. Cody Schwenk, a 5'8 sophomore, and Gage Gerlach, a 6'3 junior, they checked in. They have not played yet today, so they're the designated foulers. Johnson Brock will bring it in without Sloan Pelicans. He fouled with 3:38 to go in an interesting situation. Kaysen Dollenhouse, the trigger man for Johnson Brock. From the baseline, will somebody go long? We'll see. A lot of times, this is where Pelican, you see him inbounding the ball. He hands the ball in, and it bounced off the referee. Tipped away there by Gage Gerlach. So now Kaysen will move out about 5 feet toward the right sideline, or the left sideline as we look at it. And now he's looking. He bounces it in. He got it into Kaler. Throws it ahead to Perry. It goes in. Off balance. It's up. No basket. Foul before the shot. That's unfortunate. So now Perriott will go to the line. The foul is on one of the kids. We said that Schwenk, the designated fouler. They were lucky to get back there that time. I think Perriott slowed down by that knee. Usually he'd get in there a lot faster. He's at the line. He's 0 for 2 in the ballgame at the line. Up and off the mark. No good. The lead is 4. Back into the game comes Jeremiah Ingerson with the 4 fouls. And also back in, Jet Sellers in the game. He just hit that long three-pointer. There's 55.9 seconds left. Harriet line up. Got it. So Nick gets 1 out of 2. He's got 3 points. And now the Eagles show some pressure defense. Now they drop out of it. We're going to slow it up. Sellers comes up to the top of the key. Gets it to Ingerson. Ingerson hands off to Cox. Drives the lane. Up. It goes in, but there's a foul before the shot. Ingerson got knocked to the floor by a Johnson Brock player. He's going to be shooting 2. So the foul will go on the Eagles. With that one. That foul goes on Camden Dollinghouse, his first of the game. It's a 5-point lead to 45 seconds to go. Free throw short, no good. He'll get another one here. Back into the game comes Kaysen Dollinghouse to ball handle. Out goes Leighton Behrens. Taylor is called over by Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, giving the freshman a couple of instructions there. Now, Ingerson again at the line. 19 points in the game, looking for 20. It's up, it's good. And it's 44-40 with 45.6 seconds to go.
Using his helmet to stop playing.
4-point lead for Johnson Brock. And now, inbounding Kaysen gets it in to Kaler. And he will be fouled. The freshman will walk up to the other end. He's not going to walk. He's going to run up there. He says, let me go score, coach. So the foul will go against, this time 21. That's going to be Hayden Farr, his fourth. And now Taylor at the line for the first time today. He hit a three-pointer in the first quarter. Freshman sits, fires, got it. The lead is back to 5. Back in for the Eagles. Leighton Behrens back on the defense. Now once again at the line, Brody Kaler sets himself and nailed a bow. 6-point lead, Johnson Brock, 43 seconds to go. To the front comes Cox. Cox around the left side, holds the ball, gets it away to Farr. Farr pulls up into Ingerson. Block knocked away. Got the ball back. To Cox for 3 on the rim. No. Rebound to Kaler, and he's hammered by Jet Sellers. His 4th foul. And now down to the other end we go with 25.6 seconds. And Kaler back to the free throw line. And Brody Kaler can make it a 3-possession game by knocking down one of these. He just made 2 in a row. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Kaler ready. It's quiet as a mouse church in here. In and out, no good. He'll have another. I think he got too quiet. All the noise in this building just stopped right before that free throw. The Eagle fans are trying to be quiet. Well, quiet again. Kaler ready. Up and no, it rolled out. Doggone. Hayden Farr with the rebound. 22 seconds and they cross midcourt. Off to Sellers. Right side. Ingerson to Cox. Cox fires a long 3 up. No good. And he followed up. Can't get it. Behrens the rebound. And thrown to the floor. Camden Dollinghouse, who gets up, says, hey, I've had enough. And Kyler Cox starts mouthing. And Camden Dollinghouse, well, I don't blame him for being upset. Cox just picked up his fourth foul of the game. That one's a little rough there. Getting thrown to the floor. You get flung to the floor when you're hanging on to the basketball. Now the referee is talking to Camden saying, relax. So Camden back at the line again. A chance again to make it a three-possession ball game. There's only 9.6 seconds to go. It's up. It's good. He is having a heck of a fourth quarter here. He's made 10 points. He's got 23 in the game. All fourth quarter points at the line. It is going to be on the way again. It's up and it's good. 24 for Camden Dollinghouse. And half of them at the free throw line, I believe maybe more than half. And Sellers for three, no good. And it's grabbed up by the Eagles, by Lane Buckmeyer. And Johnson Brock will win it. Final score, Johnson Brock, 48. Maywood Hayes Center, 40. 48-40, the Johnson Brock Eagles headed to the state championship game tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. here on Sunny 101.3. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back with a look at the scoring in the ballgame.